You are now going to hear about two permanent private halls in particular, Regent's Park and St. Bennet's Hall. Regent's Park is one of the best-kept secrets in the University of Oxford. With around 200 students, the undergraduate experience revolves around the Junior Common Room, creating an atmosphere where most students get to know each other. Tracing its origins to an education society founded in London in 1752, providing university-level education to non-Anglicans barred from Oxbridge in those days, it became a college affiliated with the University of London before moving to the centre of Oxford in 1927. Regent's offers a wide range of subjects in the humanities and social sciences and is internationally known for theology. The friendly, inclusive college character stems from its Christian roots, and it welcomes undergraduates of any or no religious belief. Student participation in college life is very important, and three students are members of the college's governing body. In keeping with its history, it has a small number of students reading theology for ordination in Baptist churches, but the college's undergraduates go on to a wide range of careers. Regent students and staff are at ease with their diversity, in college and whilst participating in wider university life, which is always encouraged. In the last couple of years, Regent's triumphed against Emmanuel, Cambridge, on University Challenge, had senior members of the Oxford Law and Investment Societies, had debaters in the Oxford Union, had a great number of journalists contributing to both the Oxford student newspapers, and won the University Basketball League. The rowing club is awash with enthusiasm year on year. Student life is very active at Regent's, with major social events every Friday, which virtually the entire college turn out to. And those with some creativity have plenty of scope to bring their ambitions to life. In the last year, they've had college-produced plays, a pantomime, an art society, as well as all sorts of sporting and musical participation, both in college and on behalf of other colleges too. Life at Regent's quite often revolves around the Junior Common Room. In this room, there is the provision of free tea, coffee, biscuits, and newspapers every day. There is one of the cheapest student bars and a student-run DVD library. Regent's has strong connections with a number of American colleges and has around 20 visiting students each year in college. This both adds to the rich diversity of the student body, but also creates unique opportunities for undergraduates. Regent's offers financial support to students who wish to visit one of their partner colleges, such as Georgetown College in Kentucky, during the vacations. The oldest member of the college is Emmanuel, the tortoise, who, at 90 years old, still performs strongly in the annual Oxford University tortoise race, and also enjoys hosting a garden party on the quad every summer. She wisely opts to hibernate when the red Virginia creeper on the walls of the quad begins to die down in late autumn. St. Bennet's Hall. St. Bennet's Hall was founded in 1897 as a private hall for the Catholic monks of Ampleforth Abbey near York. In 1918, it became a permanent private hall of the University of Oxford. Monks from monasteries around the world have been members of the hall studying in the university. Where the number of monks did not fill the hall, it has been a long-standing tradition to admit lay undergraduates. In today's world, most undergraduates are laymen and come from a variety of faith traditions, or none. The hall takes men only, including graduates reading for higher degrees. Students at St. Bennet's have exactly the same relationship to the university as those students at any Oxford college. And like any other Oxford college, St. Bennet's is committed to selecting the most academically able students from any background. St. Bennet's is a handsome six-storey Georgian Grade II listed building close to the heart of the university. Located at number 38, St. Giles, the smallness of the hall allows for a homely way of life and a solid foundation from which undergraduates branch out and become involved in the wider university. All first-year students live in St. Bennet's. Second-year students tend to live out in the city of Oxford, and third-year students are offered rooms in hall where available. There is no high table in the dining room. Meals are taken at one common table, in keeping with Benedictine tradition. Similarly, the senior common room is shared by all and boasts a new piano, as well as a fantastic view of bustling St. Giles and the Martyrs Memorial. There is also a junior common room, a place to relax with a snack, in front of the TV, or to try and enjoy an energetic game of table football. Students take a full part in the life of the university, according to their interests. The hall has its own eight on the river, and even a successful ice hockey team. If you are keen on keeping up football or golf, then various members of St. Bennet's play in sports teams, whether for the university or just for fun. The impressive lawn at the back of the hall is often used in the warmer months for croquet and is a great space for summer parties, of which St. Bennet's is very fond, and generally spending time outside as a break from work. Several members of the hall also participate in choirs and orchestras across the university, as well as volunteering for charity and community organisations. The library at St. Bennet's is principally an undergraduate library, with more than 8,000 volumes, aiming to provide books needed by undergraduate students. It is open 24 hours a day and also provides a pleasant workspace with Ethernet points and computers to use. The separate IT centre, located next to the Junior Common Room, is also open 24 hours a day. There is a small monastic community at the heart of St. Bennet's, and for them, and others, the monastic office and mass, with a Gregorian chant, is celebrated daily in the chapel. All members of the hall are welcome to attend, but not obliged, though students are expected to respect the monastic life and traditions. The atmosphere is warm and friendly, and the small numbers make for a very close community.